Hey Divas, welcome back. This episode isn't the usual episode I usually have, but it's going to be a fun one. And I have a special guest for today. Introduce yourself. What's your name?
I'm Jonah, or the DJ Jonah.
On Instagram and...
TheDJJonah.com.
And today we are going to be asking him some questions about how we started to be a DJ, friendships between me and him, how we became friends, and maybe some juicy relationship things. But let's get started. You want to introduce yourself first, completely.
Okay. I'm Jonah. I started DJing maybe in March of this year, and now it's September. I'm a senior in high school. What else is there? I live in Long Island, New York. Pretty basic. Yeah, I'm a high school student, trying to get good grades, you know, living the life.
Big dreams. He has big dreams, you guys. Well, you're a DJ. We want to know, like, how you became a DJ. You want to, like, spill, like...
Okay, so, this sounds bad, but once... At my best ever party, my Halloween party, I had a DJ for the first time. He made the party go crazy. Like, it was the best party ever. And there was this girl that was kind of all over me. Some girl, like, one of her friends who knows me, like, grabs her and takes her away from me. And next thing I know, she was getting with a DJ.
Oh.
So that was the first thing. I was like, okay, like, DJ is instant aura. But then later, I started getting into the music. Maybe in March, I started getting into EDM music. I went to Dom Dalla in Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. I really loved that show, and that kind of put me on. And I think I ordered my controller a few days before that performance. And... it came, like, maybe 2 days later, and when it came, I was so excited, and I just started, like, playing in my basement every day, like, until I got somewhat good. You could see my progress on my on my TikTok. My first TikTok kind of blew up. It got, like, 250,000 views. Basically, it was me doing a horrible job DJing. Like, horrible.
Like, on purpose?
Or no, like, what the hell? No, it was, like, my first day, and I just did a really bad job. I was copying a transition, and, like, I wouldn't say my transition was bad. Like, I definitely had potential, but, like, people were just making fun of the... I was doing, like... I did horrible sound effects. It went, like... It was Starships X one more time. So, like, Starships were meant to fly.
Let's
do this one more time. One more time. by Daft Punk, you know, one more time Daft Punk.
Yeah, so basically he got fucking clocked on TikTok.
Yeah, and I got so much hate. You guys can go check that out. DJ.Jonah on TikTok.
Okay, listen, we don't give a fuck about the other things. Who was this girl that you was all over you, wanted to get with you?
I'm not gonna discuss that because
uh-huh.
People I know her, and, like, I know who she is now, and, like...
But do you guys have, like, were you guys talking before? Like, what the heck?
No, I didn't know her. She was at my party, and she was dancing on me.
Okay, so you just went in for it, basically.
Well, yeah, I was, like, basically there. And then this girl from my school, who knows me and doesn't like me, just drags her away from me.
Oh, so there's more gossip with that, too.
Yeah, I don't like that girl.
Okay. I mean, kick her to the fucking curb, I guess. But a couple things everyone is probably going to be asking is how we became friends and why you're on the show. I mean, like,
I don't know why I'm on the show, no. To be honest. Corinne just asked me. She's like, we're filming. I'm coming over to your house. We're doing this right now. I currently have strep throat. But
okay, so apparently I'm just demanding. That's basically what the sum is. Demanding.
Corinne tells me to come over. I don't care, you have strep throat. You're driving me. So I drove her to my house, and we're currently recording, even though I have strep throat and I've been at home all day sick.
But it's very good. I actually met Jonah, like, a couple years ago before he became big DJ, playing, oh my god, I can't even talk today, like, playing where? at clubs and stuff. Like, he's doing, he's living the life. He's living the life. But we became friends like 3 years ago. 3 years ago?
Freshman year, yeah. Maybe 4 years ago.
4 years. God. So, a very long time ago, pretty much. But it was through, like, the most weird thing ever. It was for most, one of the most interesting, like, days ever. And we were never really close until, like, this year. But, like, it was a very...
There was a few interesting days. Not just one. There was a few interesting times.
Yeah, but the first time me and Jonah actually became low-key close is when I saw him DJ for the first time in his backyard.
Yeah, she came mad early to my party. And, like, you know, she came with all of her friends, and I was like, oh, she's pretty sick. And then she asked me to DJ her party, and that was pretty sick. She finally paid me for it, like...
Okay, what are we... So we're gonna get into the... Okay, the drama is literally this. This is the drama. I was away.
She was in Myrtle Beach, and she couldn't Venmo me.
Okay, well, I could've, but I think cash is better. And then when I came back, I gave it to him. And listen, everyone's gonna be like, oh my god, this bitch is not unreliable. Like, shut up.
Unreliable. She paid me. She just told me to wait.
Yeah, so basically, he got his... Got his money. I have owed him, like, all the time in the past. This is why y'all should not be owing people. Like, don't get into debt with someone if you feel like you might not be able to pay them back for a little bit. Which I didn't know I, like, couldn't. I just, like, I don't...
She was like, I'll Venmo you at all tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. I okay, that was a very interesting night when I said that. And I don't know if it was, like, fully there.
I think we should elaborate on that interesting night.
Oh. Wait, was it the interesting night or a couple interesting
nights? The interesting night with Nick.
Okay, everybody, Nick is not that, okay, I've talked about my relationships on here, and yeah, it was never a relationship with Nick, it was nothing like that. He's probably watching and name dropping, like, we'll bleep it out, but it was a very interesting friendship that we all have with him. It wasn't, like, anything to do with...
My mom loves him.
Your mom loves Nick? Why?
Well, I constantly tell her about him. And she's like, oh, you know, like, it's a mitzvah.
With Nick?
Yeah. Because, like, you know, like, we're Nick's friends. And, like...
I mean, listen, Nick was nice, and he's so nice, he is so sweet, but, like, he's a little strange, and, I mean, we're just gonna call him that friend. I'm gonna try to, like, get his name out before he, like, tries, you know, whatever.
He's gonna know we're talking about him.
He's gonna know. But basically, he's a very genuine friend, but he does have a couple lies up his sleeve, and he's not telling the truth fully on, like, half of the things we know, so we really don't know what's true, what's not.
He also promises a lot of stuff, and he never...
Yeah, if y'all had a concert, and someone told you that they were going to buy the tickets for you, and that we shouldn't worry about buying them, don't you think that that person should keep their word without, like, us waiting? Yeah, right? And... Well, I asked Nick, like, almost every day. Not almost every day. I waited a couple days after we mentioned it. Then almost every day after, I asked him, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm doing it tonight. I'm going to do it tonight. I'm doing it tonight. Then, 2 weeks later, he goes, too expensive for that. Oh, too expensive right now, but you can go, like, go out and buy food and drinks for random girls? Like, that's, like, what we thought was a little diabolical. Like, doesn't he... You have to admit.
Are you included in the random girls?
You can be included?
Well, you're included in the random girls.
I'm not included in the random... I am not included in the random girls. That is not... I have nothing to do with this, and...
Word. Anyways, let's not talk about him anymore.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's a couple things that I would like to ask you about your own self.
We never got to how we met.
Well, we did. We said 3 years ago.
Years ago, how?
Okay, how is the story that we can't say names, okay?
Okay, so basically, Corinne was getting with my friend.
No, you can't say that!
Okay, Corinne was having a relationship with my friend. And then my friend was like, we should all go to the gym together. So I went to the gym with
him. We weren't, we broke up, and then we were just friends, me and this guy.
And so we went to the gym together, and Karim was just, like, taking selfies with me and making fun of me.
I was not, I don't think I was making fun.
The selfies were making fun.
No.
No,
you were making fun of me for my duck lips.
It was so, no, she deserved to be made fun of, I'm not gonna lie. She'll say it to this day, those duck lips look so stupid.
Everyone says that. Everyone, like, literally every single person I've probably ever spoken to think they look stupid.
And yeah, it's like me with every picture. I used to be like,
yeah, I remember. Every single picture used to be posted, it was you. What are you up to? It's like so devious. Like, I don't even know, bro.
What we're saying is I was raising one eyebrow. Yeah. In all my pictures. It was pretty bad.
It's giving this, like, other, like, kid that used to be, like, low-key, like, ooh.
Yeah, like, I looked like a creep.
Well, yeah, that's basically it. And we really didn't, like, meet until then.
So let's talk about my nickname.
What's your nickname?
What nickname you call me? Let's ask how that nickname has developed.
Okay. So I'm not going to say the nickname exactly because I can't say that on here. It's not even bad at all.
It is bad.
No, it's not. But basically...
She's calling me a slur.
No, I was... No. I'm going to get canceled.
She's not calling me a slur. I'm joking.
Yeah, I don't say slurs. Like, it's really not anything like that. It's just... I don't really know how this became about. I think I was talking to someone, and then I would be hanging out with Jonah. So then I would have to, like, you know, cover up. I feel like if you have a situation, you probably have a situation where you had to cover up something while you were dating someone. If you say no, I'm really gonna be like, a lot of people do it, and that's micro cheating. I know. I talked about that.
I only had like one real relationship. One of them was really bad. So I had two relationships. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say, I've only had, like, two relationships, so I wouldn't say I've covered much up. I was pretty honest, pretty loyal. Yeah.
But have you ever had to, when I was talking to this guy, not like he really gave a fuck about me in the situation, but I remember when he would be like, oh, who are you hanging out with, or who are you going, like, out with? Like, for dinners and stuff, and I was like, oh, Jonah. And then they'd be like, Jonah, like a guy. So to cover it up, it would be like, you know, you'd have to say something to cover up. And I guess that nickname just kind of carried on. And it's his name in my phone. It's not the DJ Jonah, it's something else. So, I mean, listen, it was like a one-time thing.
Something signifying that I don't like girls.
Okay, Jonah. It's nothing against that. I do support all of that. All those things. It's okay.
This is so ambiguous.
No. Okay. Well, I mean, but is it ever a dull moment, right?
Never in my life.
I don't think it's ever been a dull moment. I mean, I've told you, well, there's always something going on with someone. Like, one of us. There's always something going on with one of us.
Yeah, like, I currently have strep throat.
Okay, yes, exactly. That's a good example. And another...
And I've spread it to how many people now?
How many people have you spread it to?
Well, I did go out last weekend.
Oh, you guys hear it right here. DJ Jonah does go out. Not only when he DJs, but for some other things.
Yeah, and I did Mac.
Oh my... Why are you saying...
What?
Okay.
Not one, but two.
Not woman?
No, not one, but two women.
Oh.
Not men. That's weird.
Okay.
No, that's weird for me. Like, wait, no, never mind. Do not send this to the colleges.
Yo, that's crazy. Jonah does have big dreams. He does want to go to Cornell. It's his top
school. Bro, that's not...
Okay, maybe it's not, but he is applying to Cornell. Correct?
Okay, well, now basically, like... Oh, basically, if I don't get in, all of your followers are going to be like, come on, Jonah, you're an idiot.
No, so basically, we all can have our prayers that he gets into Cornell. Cause
like, you and your stupid grades and your stupid ACT score are idiots.
No, but you have it. What was your ACT score? ACT?
A 34.
Out of?
36.
A 34 out of 36 is pretty good if you ask me. what is that converted in SAT score is like
1500.
Yeah, that's really fucking good. And you're here like worried about like, okay, well, let's hope he's not worried about anything. I mean, college is very spicy. One of my other friends that will come on very soon will be talking about it, but.
But she goes to.
Hmm?
She goes to LIU?
Yes.
So.
What?
Like, did she even take the SAT?
Probably. Yes, she did.
What do you need to get into LIU?
I don't really know if you need, like, a higher...
You don't.
Do you even need an SAT?
You definitely don't need a high one for LIU. You know they have, like, a 64% transfer rate or, like, 70% transfer rate?
Out of the school?
No, like their graduation rate is, like, 40%. Basically meaning, like, the people who go there and graduate is, like, really low. So either people, like, drop out or they transfer to other schools. Like, majority of people who go there.
My dad went to CW Post.
But I'm saying as of, like, recently. Like, if we go on Google right now, we look up the graduation rate. It's, like, lower than 50%.
Really? Well, I mean, she's pretty smart. She didn't...
Oh, I'm just saying the majority of people transfer out.
Oh, okay. Well, she got a scholarship.
47% of people graduate.
That's crazy.
In 4 years. Wait. No, in 6 years.
Okay, well, when I go look at colleges or looked into colleges, I never truly, I guess, looked at, like, the transfer rates, but I looked at acceptance and
standards. That's the graduation rate, not the transfer. It's like the people, how many people who go graduate in 6 years, and 4 years is even less than that.
So, like, the ones that fully go?
Yeah, the ones who go for their full time in college.
Okay. I mean, that's, like, not, like, a bad thing.
No, it just means it's a place that a lot of people transfer out of. It's a place that it's more like a starting point than a finishing point. You know what I'm saying?
But you can also finish there.
Yeah, but more than half of people don't who go there.
All right, well, you guys heard it here first. I mean, learning something new every day.
I feel like the reason most people go there is because they get money for one reason or another, most athletic, a lot of athletic, and because they want to stay local. It's like a kind of a commuter school, you know?
I mean, some of their teams are pretty good. From
what
I'm
saying, they're athletics. That's what people go there is because they go there to play athletics and they get money for it. But it is quite an expensive school, and for me, if I was gonna go to a school that wasn't extremely high level academically, I would go to a school that is good cost. You know what I'm saying? I would be able to afford easily, and LIU is quite expensive.
Well,
that's
a lot
how
of people
I feel.
Get
I feel like you either go to like a really high academic school or you go to an inexpensive one.
I mean, well,
My mom feels the same way. You know, she didn't get into her top choice, I guess, in high school. She went to Queens College, and then she got into a better school. She went to Brandeis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother-in-law. He got accepted to Cornell as a transfer sophomore, so he went to Binghamton, which is, you know, in-state, a lot less money, like a private school.
Yeah.
So, I feel like if I didn't get into a top-level private school, I would try and go to the best public school possible. And if I couldn't get into a good public school, I'd just go to an inexpensive public school. Yeah, but I don't feel like I would do community college. Because, I mean, I would do community college and transfer. I hear a lot of people say that's the best way to go, to community college and finish your last 2 years at get a bachelor's degree. But to me, I don't feel like that's the way to go because you miss out on the college experience.
My friend's in community, and Hofstra's right near it.
But what I'm saying is you don't get the college experience. You know, like, there's a whole...
Well, there's no really frats in community.
There's no frats. There's no... it's a whole lot of stuff that comes to a college experience. Teams, you know, sports teams, people go to watch sports events.
I mean, they have soccer. I went to a soccer game for them.
People don't really watch those. Right. It's kind of a college experience. People go watch their sports team.
Okay, well, this is just being brutally honest. I mean, like, no shame towards anyone who goes there. Yeah, he is pretty brutally honest.
No shame towards going to community college. I think it makes more sense to do later in life if you don't have a degree, you know, to do that, because it's a local option, and the student life isn't as important if you're, like, in your 30s and you already have your life. But, like, if you want to get experience at college, like, for me, that's very important to get a college experience, you know, like, live in the dorm, have a roommate,
oh,
you know, go to the college parties, all of that stuff, go to the frat, rush a frat, like, that's all important to me, so I wouldn't want to go to community college. And it also is, like, there are certain schools that don't really have that college life that I don't really think I would want to go to. I'm still applying to them, but...
Well, I mean, you can go to college and just live your life. And, like, no judgment to anyone who goes to community or anything. There's no judgment to anyone who doesn't even go to college. You don't have to go to college to be successful. You
know this. Yeah, I'm recently getting all over my TikTok page is this kid who lives nearby. I'm pretty sure I've met him before. And he started an AI app. And he makes, you know this kid? He makes a lot of money doing this AI
app. How much money?
I think millions. He has a Lamborghini Aventador. I think he sold his app to, like, whatever. I don't know if he sold it or he just makes the money. I don't even know.
How old is he?
1 year older than us. And he had a 34 on his ACT and a 4.0, and he got rejected from all the Ivies. He's going to UMiami. I could totally see something like that happening to me.
Would you go to UMiami?
Oh, I totally would. I'm parties? Applying there, yeah.
You look like someone who would get a tattoo.
No, I'm Jewish. What, am I not allowed to say I'm Jewish? My name is Jonah. No, my name is Jonah.
Like, okay, no, not that. No, that's perfectly fine.
A lot of Jewish people do get tattoos, but I don't think my parents would be very happy if I got one.
I don't know why. It's definitely, like, in, like, 30 years, see you in, like, a sleeve tattoo.
If I got any tattoo, it would probably be a Jewish star.
Okay, that's valid.
It would probably be somewhere people couldn't see, like, maybe, like, the back of my back. Like, if I only take my shirt off, you could see it.
Valid. What?
But when I'm older, I'm going to be jacked, so, you know, it's going to be okay. Like,
yeah, if you're jacked with a tattoo. That's what I'm saying, like, if you get a tattoo.
Yeah, but then I'll have to keep myself jacked, like, until I'm, like, old, because I'll have a tattoo. And, like, tattoos only look good if you're jacked.
I mean, no. Not, okay, whatever. You know, body positivity.
I think tattoos can look good, but I think it looks better if you're jacked. I'm saying when you get old, you know, like, once you're, like, older, I don't think tattoos look good. Like, that's why I don't want a tattoo, because it...
Like, when you're old?
Yeah, like...
My grandpa has a tattoo.
I think I'm, like, 60s, 70s. Like, unless I'm in really good shape, my tattoo is not going to look good.
My grandparents have tattoos, and you can still see them pretty good.
Do they look good?
I mean, my grandpa has name, and it's true love.
I'm not saying that you aren't going to be able to see it. I'm saying, like, I don't think I would, like...
To have one when you're older?
Yeah, I think it wouldn't look, like...
What if you get a tramp stamp, and you're, like, in your, like, 80s? Okay,
so I'm never going to get a tramp stamp.
No. Just as, like, for, like, the girls. Like, are you thinking about... Are tramp stamps, like, the new end? Because apparently they are. I'm not talking about me getting one. I think my dad would literally kill me. But if you're watching this, Dad, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to talk about this. But if I were to get it, like, a tramp stamp or something, like, is this, like, the new trend? Because, you know, I like following the trends. Besides the cheating trends, I don't know what the hell y'all are doing. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But did you see all over TikTok? Actually, no. We're talking about this now. Did you see all over TikTok the whole things with, the cheating, like, people are, like, posting, like, how I cheated on my girlfriend, and they're, like, or they'll be, like, the good ones, and they'll, like, drop, like, the, it'll, like, in the comments, they'll be, like, drop, like, the most, like, diabolical cheating thing that has happened to you, and how you got, like, caught, like,
how you caught your ex.
How you caught your ex cheating, and what their excuse was, and you want to know what some of them was?
What? Were,
I didn't think the door was open. If you ever were to cheat, what do you think your excuse would be?
So, I've never cheated, but I did catch my ex cheating on me.
Me too, we're twinning, but yes. What did she do, if you want to talk about it?
So, I was on vacation. Basically, it was the end of the school year. We were probably dating for, like, 5 months at the point. And we were having a little bit of a rough patch in our relationship. Basically, the entire relationship. Because she was basically giving me shit about everything. Kind of crazy. Anyways, I convinced her to stay with me for the summer. Like, before I'm leaving for Europe.
How long did you go to Europe for?
2 weeks. Okay. 2 weeks? No, a month. I was in Europe for a month.
So she cheated on you within the month.
So we go to Europe. I spend my first week in Greece. We're like FaceTiming every other day or whatever, whatever. Next week in Italy, stops. You know, she like stops being so close. Mm-hmm. And like, she's like leaving me undelivered and stuff. So I bought Snapchat Premium. Like, don't make fun of me. I got it for 1 month. I know it's kind of gay to have Snapchat Premium.
It's okay. I have Snapchat Premium. And
but I'm you're a girl. It's for different for girls.
Okay, but my ex had it just to stalk me on everything.
Okay, yeah. So basically, I had it to see if she was half-swiping me. She was. And then I basically went up in arms. Like, I had a gut feeling that she was cheating on me. She was on a teen tour with a ton of other guys. And what else? I just kind of had a gut feeling. Oh, and when we were on FaceTime, I would say I love you at the end of the FaceTime, and she wouldn't say I love you back. And I was like, why aren't you saying I love you? She would be like, talking to her friend, like, I'm just on the phone with my friend, like your friend, like not your boyfriend. So she it was clear that she was keeping me a secret from her teen tour.
Why do you think she wanted to just keep her options open?
Probably. Yeah, right. And so
girls are suck. Like
I found out that she did get with a guy on the teen tour. When I saw her as of recently, she claims, "Oh, I know." Like, I didn't get with him until after we broke up. I don't believe her.
That's the one thing you shouldn't be in contact with your ex. I mean,
I wasn't in contact with her. I literally was just walking past a restaurant, and she was making a TikTok. Like as I was walking past, I was like in her TikTok. It was really funny, actually. And she just, like, followed me. Yeah, she was talking to me, like, she didn't cheat on me with the guy or whatever. Whatever.
That's what exes do. You remember...
She gaslit me. But, like, I was, like, I mog her, so it's okay.
A mogger? Do you remember the one who cheated on me with his cousin?
With his cousin?
Did I not tell you who was with his cousin? Yes, guys, I got cheated on with someone... with his cousin, but he's Greek, so apparently it's okay. And yeah, that's yeah. I swear to God. And she was the his cousin.
They were getting freaky in my back seat.
No, what? I'm getting the clip down. So basically, I was talking. Me and him were dating. Okay.
And wait. Was this before or after?
Way before.
So you. Got with him.
No, okay.
After he cheated on you with his cousin.
Okay, yes. So we had... Okay, I'm gonna... Do you want me to tell you the relationship, how this happened? I met him through a friend, and he didn't want the friend anymore, and he ended up wanting me. So then we started talking, and then we started dating. Dated for, like, 2 months. 2 months, and he was in Greece for, like, a whole month, and then I was away in Myrtle Beach, and then I went to go see my cousins. When I got back... There was a game. We wanted to go to a game together, right? He went to the game. Then we were just, like, talking, whatever. And then that was the last time I saw him. 2 days later, it's Labor Day weekend. And, of course, we love Labor Day weekend. And he went out east on Long Island to, like, I think it was Greenport. Greenport or the other one, but I'm pretty sure Greenport. And what he did, I didn't find out. Okay, mind you guys, my birthday's September 5th.
Wait, first cousin or second cousin or third cousin?
I don't know. He used to tell me I shouldn't worry about her because he's a cousin. Like, that's the cousin.
Okay, wait. But it does matter because, like...
I think it was second cousin.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I mean, no, like... I'm going to say this. Please don't judge me. My grandparents are second cousins.
Which is okay. We support it, but...
That's why I'm so effed up.
Oh, my God. Don't say that. But... I mean, if you're dating someone and you tell someone not to worry about that girl. Mind you, that girl was talking to one of my guy best friends and one of his, like, guy best... Like, they became really close friends, like, because of me, and they still really are really close. And they were talking. I mean, like, me and this guy friend of mine, we barely talk or anything. But when this whole thing was going on, we were so upset because they were talking to each of us, telling us not to worry about the other one. But then they go and, you know, start something out east. And I think I just thought it was pretty crazy. I mean, my mom liked him at the time.
The only time I've been cheated on? I'm pretty sure there was other times.
That's not the only time I got cheated on.
So, can I hear about the other time?
With my past boy? Okay, I got cheated on twice. Aren't two different relationships.
Both?
Okay, well, this
your
one.
Your past boyfriend?
Okay, no, I know I got cheated on, but you want to know the worst part about the first one who got with his cousin?
What?
I got back with him, like, a month and a half later.
Yeah, I know.
Because he used to tell me, like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't cheat, blah, blah, blah. And he would say all this stuff. And he will tell you, if you ask him, did Corinne cheat or do anything? He will say yes, but that's only out of spite of his own. And he'll even admit to me, I have a screenshot text of him saying, I know you didn't cheat, and I'm sorry I keep spreading that around, but I didn't want to look bad. I have a screenshot text messages in my private you hidden photos. With
my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know who it does?
Who?
Eric.
Yeah, about him.
You know what he gets with my friend?
Yeah, I know, he does. Well, guys, I mean, my ex kind of gets around there, I guess. But my past ex...
I think all your exes get around.
Okay, no, my past ex doesn't. Because I can't...
He's religious.
Okay, I can't... No. Not because of that.
He's really religious, guys.
Okay, well, but it's not even because of that. I just... We were together for, like... Okay, if you don't count, like, the breaks and what happened during that time, we were together for a pretty long time. I would say, and I wasn't.
What's a pretty long time, like time frame?
Like, year and a half.
Pretty long.
It was pretty long, and I didn't know I could make it hold that long. But some of those parts we weren't even dating. I found out he cheated on me with his like quote unquote girl best friend, and I don't even think he still knows what I know. What happened over spring break when I went away?
Yeah, but I saw her at the mall.
The girl?
I told you about this.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so, that's interesting. I mean, everyone sees her everywhere, but she's too much of a wimp to come up to me and actually say something because she knew and she was okay with it the whole entire time that me and him were together while she was, like, doing stuff with him, which I found out that they did stuff, like, 2 months later from when I found out he was just talking to her and I broke up with him. I remember the day I blocked him, I wasn't upset until I told my dad, and I was like, probably like one of the worst relationships of my life, but I've grown a lot from it. You grow a lot from it, and everything I explained last episode with the micro cheating, everything like that, this man did it all. If you want me to talk about that whole relationship fully, would have to be a whole episode by itself. It's very intense.
Very intense.
Yeah, you know most of it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah.
And that was weird, because my dad actually did like him. And I was like, I never really want to bring guys around my dad, because
your
you don't
dad
know
me. Liked him?
But he didn't like the one before.
But the one before was...
No. What? No. No.
The first one was...
Yeah, that was my first one ever.
Eric?
No. What about Eric? Okay, what about Eric? Oh, okay. Okay, anyways, if you guys can just see Jonah's facial expressions trying to explain this, you'd probably laugh too. But, yeah, there was some difference between them, but... And one of them didn't care, and one of them cared, but then didn't care, but then cared again, and then didn't care, and then care again. And you probably guess which one that is, the one that did every single thing in the book. But, I mean, listen, you get cheated on, fuck them, you're a piece of gold, a diamond, no one can be like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond, everybody.
Quotes by Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, quotes by Rihanna. Shine bright like a diamond, but... This will be it for today, y'all. I'm so sorry last week was a little delayed, but now we're back and better than ever.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on the show. Bye, divas.